and welcome to the Five Feline Farm Podcast. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create a renaissance farm. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and occasional fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back. As promised, we will share a little bit about our last business meeting. We've found that even though this is a small business and we, as the co-owners, can make all the decisions, it's beneficial to us to have advisors. Advisors can help us maintain our focus and are a wonderful resource for bouncing ideas off of them. Sometimes we can just get into our own heads, and it's good to have that kind of check and balance. The other thing we do is utilize their assistance when we're doing things like choosing a name for our on-site store. Now, Donna, I'll turn it over to you to talk about how we came up with the name of the Farm Fresh Mercantile.
Sure. We bought a little building, and we decided to have an on-site store. So we needed a name for that store. Store kind of seemed generic or weird or boring. And as you can tell, we're not really, well, I'm weird, but not so boring maybe. So, you know, we didn't want to be boring about it. We didn't just want to call it Five Feline Farm Store. So we decided to do a contest online. We'd never done such a thing. So we put a challenge out to our followers and the people who have liked our farm and on Twitter and ask for some suggestions to name this little store that we had at the farm. We were really surprised. We gave them about 4 weeks to submit names. And in that time, we had over 90 submissions.
And some of you listening to this podcast now may have been submitters of ideas or names when we named that store.
And we were really surprised about that number and a little overwhelmed. We were thrilled about it, but obviously we had a lot to sort through. And last February we had a room and we spread out all of the names on a table and all of our advisors. We have two advisors right now. And we sat together and went through each name. And did that really fit our mission? Did it really speak to what we were doing? And it was very difficult. But we just kept narrowing down the name until we all agreed upon one. Actually, it took probably the better part of 2 days.
It really did. It was a tough decision.
We have some really smart friends.
Very creative. The level of submissions and the creativity was just astounding.
So we decided on the name Farm Fresh Mercantile. And a lot of times you will see now we refer to that as just simply the Merc. And some of that is just pure laziness on my part in terms of social media. It's just easier to say the Merc.
I think it has a cute little ring to it.
But a lot of our friends are starting to refer to the Farm Fresh Mercantile as the Merc. Now we need a podcast name. So, Julia, tell us what we're going to do about that.
Well, we are going to turn again to our creative friends and followers. We had such a great response, and the creativity, like I said, was just amazing. So now we need your help in naming our podcast. So far, we've just called it the Five Feline Farm Podcast.
Boring.
It's a little boring. I mean, it is who we are, but we think we can have something that is more descriptive than just our business name. We are going to tell you a little bit about what we intend for this podcast, and then the contest is already open, but those of you who are listening, if you have submitted a name and you think of something else, go ahead and throw that in the pile. And if you haven't, put on your creative thinking cap and give us some ideas. So here's what we think we will be talking about over the next however many years this podcast goes on. And we do intend for
years.
This. Years.
Oh, okay.
We do intend for this to be a regular and ongoing discussion about things that we learn here at the farm and things that we would like to share with you, our listeners. We'll talk about gardening, provide some education about the style of gardening that primarily Donna uses. I do some of the assistance, but really very little of that. We'll talk about cooking. As you know, I've written some of my recipes down, put those in a cookbook called Simply Delicious, which is available, well, pretty much everywhere now. And I'll talk a little bit more over time just about what I'm cooking, the kinds of changes that we make to our diet as we go more vegetable-based. We'll talk about growing a small business and what that's been like for us in setting this up with, first of all, no business knowledge or extremely
zero
little business knowledge, and all the things that we've had to learn in pulling that together from banking and bookkeeping and legal entities and paying
taxes.
Paying sales tax. We'll also talk about how we maximize the time that we have available, our transition between full-time employment off-farm to full-time on-farm employment. So really, all of those things that go into making up Five Feline Farm and how, even amazing to us, this has become a phenomenon. So as you're thinking about a name, we're looking for a title that will be catchy, that will be searchable, and by that I mean something that people who are not familiar with us or our business would see that title and think, oh, I'll give that a listen, just to help get our name out there. We also encourage you to share this. If you're enjoying what you hear, we encourage you to share.
Even if you don't enjoy it just quite yet.
But you will, because I guarantee we are going to be entertaining. Sometimes a little silly, but always entertaining. And we hope helpful to you as you learn from the things that we're doing.
And really, that, you know, I do joke a lot. I'm kind of a goofball. But our main goal is to help you live better. We are working on living better ourselves, and we understand that we can't help you if we're not living better. So we are working on a few things.
And it is a work in progress. We are continually making improvements in how we live, how we manage our time, how we eat, how we garden, but it really is a work in progress. So occasionally you may hear about our fails as well.
And we have plenty of those.
Too many.
So if you would like to submit a name, we are on Instagram, Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Five Feline Farm. We are also on Twitter. And we've had about 35 submissions already. We welcome, you can submit more than once. That's fine with me. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. We've had some people that say that have already made a submission and have decided that they want to update that or add to it. That's fine. Everything is open until the 15th of March. And after that time, we will schedule a time with our advisors, and we'll go through the same process we did before, minus the Drake this time, I believe. We'll just do that on our kitchen table and throw out those names and see what we come up with.
You can also email us at fivefelinefarm@gmail.com. If you happen to be local and see us in person, feel free to shout out a name when you see us on the street.
Sure. And we have some kind of cool prize. We're not exactly sure what it will be yet, but it will be something related to our farm. I'm not exactly sure what it will. We have some ideas, but the winner will get a cool prize.
That's right. It's guaranteed to be something cool.
And you will be part of what we're doing, which we appreciate that, and just makes it extra special for us.
It does.
So, having said all that, we would like to take... We have actually had some submissions of questions, and we appreciate that and encourage that. So, we did have a question from our listener, Barbara. And she asked, what are the bees doing this time of year? So, Julia, can you tell us a little bit about what our bees are doing?
Well, it is cold, and it's been an exceptionally cold winter. And honeybees do not actually hibernate. They cluster around the queen, and they will vibrate their abdominal muscles to create heat and keep all of them warm enough and alive. The cluster will then slowly move throughout the hive to access their honey stores and their food stores. We do leave extra honey in the hives for them to consume over the winter. And then during the warmer days, you know how it always gets a little bit warmer? There's kind of a mid-January thaw. This year it was a little late here where we're at in East Central Illinois. But when it gets to around 50 degrees or above, the bees will fly around a little bit, and that's an opportunity for us to add some granulated sugar into the top of the hive. You don't want to add anything liquid that will drip down and chill the bees, but they will eat that granulated sugar. And it really is just a supplement until they can get out and access pollen and nectar from the spring flows. On those days that the bees are flying around, it is also a chance for them to do what is called a cleansing flight. And yes, that is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Honeybees are very hygienic and do not use the bathroom or relieve themselves inside their hive. They will wait, they will hold it until it's warm enough that they can fly outside the hive. They will then cleanse their little bodies and fly back into the hive. So that's what they are doing this time of year. We do hope that we get another great honey harvest. Last year, we had 6 hives that produced the most honey we have ever produced. And that has been just a wonderful bonus to us.
And in fact, we still have honey available. This is the latest we have actually had honey available from our hives. Again, we're very, very small operation and plan to stay that way.
And that allows us to really monitor our quality very well when we're keeping everything as small batch.
But we do have various bottle sizes of honey. I believe right now we do have the 8-ounce honey bears and a few squeeze bottles. So if you're interested in honey from Five Feline Farm, you can find it online. We do sell some of the smaller jars online. We can mail those. If you're in the local area, again, you can stop by our store or send us a message, and we'll see what we can do to get you some good local honey.
That's right. And when is the Merck open again?
We will be open. Right now, we are open the first Saturday of each month. We've only missed one because of weather. And we will be open again on March 3rd from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, weather permitting, but I'm guessing that we will be able to do that.
I think it'll be just fine.
We have our wax products available, and we have those all the time, so you can get those in our store, online, at the market, when the market starts. And also, please don't forget to submit your podcast name. There's no name that's too ridiculous. I mean, we're called Five Feline Farm, by the way. So, you know, we'll accept anything.
All submissions are welcome. So, I believe that wraps up this podcast for today. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Five Feline Farm podcast. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm, Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, fivefelinefarm.com. While you're there, be sure to check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. Until next time.